Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms country's commitment to conserving water on World Water Day. Union Minister C.R. Patil launches Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2025 in Haryana. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio calls for collective effort to support legacy of regional party and former Chief Minister of Nagaland Dr. Shorhozile Lijitsu inaugurates Bamuzo Memorial BDB Museum cum Research Center at Yoruba Village. Now the news in detail. World Water Day is being observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. The global event aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is Glacier Preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global freshwater supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change.
India has roughly 4% of the world's freshwater reserves to cater to the needs of its population. The government is implementing various schemes and initiatives to address water scarcity and improve water management. The Jal Jeevan Mission has provided tap water connections to over 15 crore of rural households across the country. The Atal Groundwater Scheme has raised awareness about the falling water level. The Amrit Sarovar Mission has given new life to water sources. And the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana aims to promote efficient water use in irrigation. To provide clean water, 25 lakh women from 5 lakh villages have been trained to test water samples. The government has also formed more than 5 lakh Pani Samitis to manage water supply systems. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया एक कहावत कई बार सुनी बिन पानी सब सूखा
Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2025 from Tau Devilal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana on the occasion of World Water Day today. The campaign has been launched in collaboration with the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change and Government of Haryana. The campaign underlines the importance of water conservation, rainwater harvesting and groundwater recharge in the wake of climate change and increasing water challenges. The initiative is focusing on 148 districts across the country. On this occasion, progressive farmers, women, water user associations, industries and NGOs were honored with awards for their outstanding contribution in water conservation. Nagaland's Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio today called for a collective effort to support and uphold the legacy of regional party with honesty besides calling for efforts to strengthen it. He was addressing the 25th death anniversary of former Chief Minister Bamuzo held at the local ground Yoruba. The event was organized by the Bamuzo Memorial Trust and the Chazuba Range Public Organization. Stating that the regional party stands for the interests of the Naga people by protecting their identity, traditions and culture, he also emphasized the need for an early resolution to the protracted Naga political issue. He added that supporting the regional party will benefit future generations and help carry forward the legacy of recognition given to the Nagas during the British era, which continued even after India's independence through the Bengal Eastern Frontier Regulation Act and now the Illinois Permit. Dr. Ryo called his association with Bamuzo, describing him as a regional party leader who worked for the welfare of the people. He said Bamuzo was a straightforward person known for his humility, simplicity and strong principles. Other speakers at the event included former Chief Minister Dr. Shorhozile Lijitsu, MLA Achumbemo Kikon and former Minister I. Imkong, among others. Padma Shri Sano Bamuzo also addressed the gathering. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland, Dr. Shorhozile Lijitsu, inaugurated Bamuzo Memorial VDB Museum cum Research Center at Tukhoma, Yoruba Village under Peg District today. Dr. Lijitsu said, "Peace is the core of social life and the principles of peace are the heart of Christian doctrine. Dr. Menanovir Rakho highlighted the concept of Village Development Board. The program was organized under the aegis of Vamuzo Memorial Trust and Chazuba Range Public Organization. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Supreme Court Judge Justice B.R. Gawai has said that the Constitution aims for all the citizens in the country to have access to justice in a speedier manner and at affordable rates. He was speaking during the inauguration program of Legal Services Camp, Health Camp and Legal Aid Clinics in Churachandpur, Manipur today. He said one of the most vulnerable sections of the society comprises internally displaced persons.
Today we are pleased to announce various new beneficial measures on behalf of NALSA, SLSA. The legal aid services will also play a crucial role in ensuring that displaced individuals receive their rightful entitlements, be it in matters of identity or documentation, property rights or compensation claims. I am happy to note that there are 265 legal aid clinics set up by the state of Manipur, the Manipur State Legal Services Authority. The legal aid clinics set up within the displaced communities will offer free legal assistance, empowering people to seek justice and protect their rights. I urge all displaced individuals to take advantage of these services and assure them that we stand with them in their journey towards rebuilding their lives. The legal services camp we inaugurated today aimed to bridge up the gap by bringing free legal aid to those who are in the dire need of it.
The five-member delegation of Supreme Court judges led by Justice B.R. Gawai, who is also the executive chairman of National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, arrived in Imphal today morning. He was accompanied by Justice Vikram Nath and Justice M.M. Sundaresh. An office and training center at Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Promotion Council of India was inaugurated at Tuen Sang today. Deputy Commissioner Tuen Sang Lithrongla Tongpirutsa said that there are many entrepreneurs in the district who have good craftsmanship skills but have not been registered. She noted that this lack of registration often results in the inability to access government aid and financial support. State Chairman, MSME, PCI Nagaland, Lanu Akam Jamir, emphasized the council's objectives and remarked that MSMEs are the backbone of the state's economy, contributing 30% to the GDP. He also shared that the purpose of establishing the new office is to promote inclusive growth, job creations and encourage entrepreneurship, reduce regional imbalances and fostering a culture of entrepreneurship. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms along with lightning and squally winds over parts of eastern and northeast India till tomorrow. The Weather Department has also forecast a fresh spell of rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over many parts of South Peninsular India during the same period. According to the IMD, light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will prevail over East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha today. These conditions will also persist over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 4 days. According to the weather agency, maximum temperatures are expected to gradually fall by 3 to 4 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 3 days. Nagaland Football Association has convened its annual general meeting on 1st April at Nagaland Olympic Association Chumukadima Conference Hall from 11 a.m. onwards. It has asked all district associations to enter the meeting with 2 member representatives. The association also informed that closing ceremony and grand finale of the first Nagaland Super League will be held in the evening of the same day. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms country's commitment to conserving water on World Water Day. Union Minister C.R. Patil launches Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain 2025 in Haryana. Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Rio calls for a collective effort to support legacy of regional party. And former Chief Minister of Nagaland Dr. Shirozele Lejitsu inaugurates Vamuzo Memorial VDB Museum cum Research Center at Yorba Village. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.